Jyotisha as a subject is very vast. Firstly, why is the subject called Jyotish? Why was it not given some other name? When we talk of Jyotisha, it is the name of the sun god. One of the names of the sun, as a sun god, is Jyotisha. So you are supposed to be like that sun, shining bright. Where you go, the sun must shine. You have to give light where there is darkness. You cannot question whether somebody is like the sun. When he radiates, he doesn't care whether his radiation is giving life to a mosquito or to a human being, to a crook, or to the greatest saint. He gives without any questions. That giving must be an aspect of you. If you cannot do that, you are really not a Jyotisha. No questions asked. He is pure because he burns bright all the time and he is burning internally. Inside the sun, there is tremendous heat. There is constant burning inside. The sun has two aspects to it and both the aspects are Agni. Agni burns inside and gives light outside. You cannot give the light outside if you are not burning inside. That is the double meaning behind it. A Jyotisha is ultimately meant to guide the soul because he is like the sun god. The greatest of the rishis will come to consult him. The parents of Krishna went to consult Garga Muni because he was the best astrologer. And pray, give us a name for our child so that we shall keep his name so. And his name was chosen as Krishna by Garga Muni. We got to understand that he plays a very crucial role. Jyotisha plays a very crucial role in enlightening people about everything. There is no limit to where the light can reach. So the scope of Jyotisha is the entire life itself. Entire creation comes from the sun and shall end when the sun shall stop burning inside. So long as the sun burns inside and he burns the sins of the universe, of our universe, there shall be light and there shall be life in this universe of ours. When he stops burning inside, the sins no longer burn, all creation will be destroyed. Jyotisha has multiple meanings. The main meaning of Jyotisha is to become one with the sun. When you become one with the sun, you will get the foresight of the sun, the ability to see the past, the present and the future. That vision comes because of Surya. That vision comes because of a particular form of the sun god. And that form of the sun god is called Savitur. Is the eye, the power to see beyond what is visible. Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yunah Prachodaya. That is what a Jyotisha is. The sun radiates. Whether you thank him or you don't thank him, he has given you life today also. He has shown you the way today also. He has given you the warmth, the light is sustaining because of him. You may not have thanked him today. Maybe you have not thanked him for years together. He doesn't care. He still gives. That is the nature of a Jyotisha. You should not worry of what who is giving. You have to radiate. You cannot stop radiating. Now when we come down to this geocentric plane, we come to this geocentric plane because we are born because of shadows. Shadows within us. Shadows that are falling on this pure light. Like Rahu is a shadow of... What is Rahu? Or what is Ketu? Rahu or Ketu is nothing but the shadow of the earth. Saturn is the shadow. When it falls on a luminary, it behaves like Rahu. The blockage of light is Saturn. But its enveloping vision is Rahu or Ketu. What is Tamas? Tamas means being without light. The opposite of Jyotisha is Tamas. Okay. Now when we talk of the light can be at three different levels. Because there are three eyes. The right eye, called the eye of Dharma. The left eye, called the eye of compassion. And the third eye, or this balanced middle one, the eye of truth. These three eyes are very important for a Jyotisha. He has to, at every point of time, balance between Dharma and compassion. Dharma without compassion, or compassion without Dharma, are flawed to a large measure. But in any case, both of them must be rooted in truth. If they are not rooted in Satya, then the Dharma itself is flawed. And so is the compassion. One must not be compassionate for somebody who has done murder and feels that he has done the right thing. So that compassion is rooted in untruth. So the balance for these two is the third eye. So a Jyotisha must keep these three eyes very clear in front of him. Sometimes one will be required to be harsh. But do not judge yourself badly. You do not have to be cruel. You can be harsh. By not answering somebody, you can be harsh to the person. Somebody wants an answer to a question, you do not give that answer. You are being harsh. Because you are not radiating like the sun. You have stopped radiating. The sun is radiating from the right eye all the time. This is Dharma to give. He has come for knowledge, you must give him. But the moon says no. Not everybody. More light sometimes, compassionate, that cool, soothing, don't hurt. Those conditions of the moon are there. If you don't follow the conditions of the lunar vision, you will not be able to live happily in society. The sun is scorching. The moon is soothing. So compassion is soothing, dharma is scorching. Dharma burns. But the compassion of the moon loves, sustains, forgives, makes mistakes, accepts mistakes. But Jupiter is the balanced one, who alone knows exactly where to draw the line.